This is KUT. The race to fill an obscure but powerful statewide office in Texas has been overwhelmed by national politics this year. That's a shame, not only because the office in question is so important, but because the race for that office has been so unique. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, it's all about the way we use names.
The candidates are running for Railroad Commissioner. Most voters hear that, think trains, and tune out. Well, bad move, voters. The commission regulates Texas oil and gas. It is possibly one of the most important regulatory agencies in the country. So, who's running?
I'm Grady Yarbrough.
Yarbrough is a retired schoolteacher and Democrat who has refused to raise any money for his campaign. But his name sounds similar to that of former Senator Ralph Yarbrough, so his critics say he won the party nomination because of that confusion. They call him a spoiler. Yarbrough says nonsense. He's running to protect people from the unintended consequences of oil and gas drilling.
The primary runoff was really difficult, but we made it through. And it seems to be much easier now than it was then.
The Republican rival he's having an easier time with? Former state rep Wayne Christian, a man who embraces his name very, very publicly.
If you can't remember, just remember to vote for the only Christian on the ballot.
That was him at a Donald Trump rally last summer. Christian has shunned many interview requests, including mine. When he does speak publicly, he often rails against the Environmental Protection Agency. That's pretty standard for a Republican in Texas, but there's a problem. When Christian was a state lawmaker, he exempted his own beachfront property from state open beach laws. It's one of the things that's made him, like Yarbrough, a controversial pick. So both major party candidates have some baggage. Who benefits? Try this guy.
All right, Mose, I'm Mark Miller. I'm the Libertarian Party candidate for Texas Railroad Commissioner.
You ran before, and I don't know, did you get any endorsements before?
I did not. In fact, I couldn't even get people's attention in 2014.
This year is different. The third-party candidate has been endorsed by almost every major newspaper in the state. He says it's the first time in Texas history that's happened and thinks some of it has to do with his background, not just his opponents. He's a former petroleum engineer and professor who says if elected, he would take the Railroad Commission of Texas and change its name to something that makes sense.
How can you have a working democracy, people voting on an office every 2 years, and they don't know what it does? That's atrocious. We should be ashamed.
If you want to learn more about the candidates' positions, including Green Party candidate Martina Salinas, who also did not respond to an interview request, you can find more at KUT.org. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.